Closing arguments and the start of jury deliberations are planned tomorrow in the murder trial of Philip Chisholm, the teenager charged with the 2013 rape and murder of his Danvers High School math teacher, Colleen Ritzer. The defense acknowledges Chisholm, who was 14 at the time, killed Ritzer, but argues he was mentally ill and so not criminally responsible. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, that argument sustained heavy damage from the final prosecution witnesses.
Another day, another expert, another hole inflicted in what appears to be the listing ship that is the defense argument that Philip Chisholm was driven to rape, murder, and kill Colleen Ritzer by an acute psychotic episode.
My opinion is that on the date of the alleged offense, Mr. Chisholm was not suffering from a mental disease or defect.
The language may have been as flat as the courtroom fluorescence, but forensic psychologist Dr. Robert Kinscherf and the other final prosecution witness were relentless, detailed, and devastating. Kinscherf cast doubts on the hallucinatory voices Chisholm had reported to the psychiatric expert for the defense, which had formed the basis for that expert's conclusion Chisholm was psychotic. The other prosecution witness, neuropsychologist Dr. Nancy Hebben, concluded that Chisholm was faking mental illness when she administered assessment tests last year. On one intelligence test, she testified, Chisholm had showed a dramatic plunge in his intelligence level in just 1 year.
It does not make any sense at all. It should not happen, and there is only one explanation.
And that would be faking. Defense attorney Denise Regan tried to soften the impact by reading an excerpt from Hebben's written report about Chisholm.
He may be exaggerating his symptoms as a plea for help, correct?
Correct.
The day's testimony ended with the lead prosecutor replaying the chilling surveillance video from Danvers High School in October of 2013. It shows Chisholm following his teacher down the hallway, up the stairs, putting his hood up, putting his gloves on, and following her into the bathroom, then later bringing her out in a recycling barrel. At each step, Dr. Kinscherf answers the prosecutor's questions with his opinion that Chisholm is aware of the wrongfulness of what he is doing and is rational in his course of conduct. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri from Superior Court in Salem.